Shakina Pena is the owner and operator of Your Healthy Choice Clinic here in Lansing. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
All right, tell me what happened when you heard about the court ruling.
You know, we have been following this case for over a year, and we knew when Isabel County kicked it out and it was going to the Court of Appeals that we had a fight in our hands. We tried to keep everyone up, you know, to date with it to let them know that this judgment is going to pertain to all of us. But, you know, still a lot of people weren't activists. They weren't watching it. They didn't have their eyes open and start planning an alternative way just in case it did affect us.
So what did it mean specifically to your business? Can you still operate?
We have been a resource center since 2009. We've been a certification center and helping do change forms, assigning patients with their patient caregiver referral program to find them caregivers that could grow. We didn't start dispensing until this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, right now it just says we have to seize for dispensing because we don't want to jeopardize those sick patients that come in, you know, for a raid or anything like that. Right. So for our safety and the safety of those patients, we just stopped dispensing.
So by dispensing, you mean you are not currently giving medical marijuana patients medical marijuana?
Absolutely not.
And that means you can't drive it to them and they cannot come into your business for this.
Right.
But you're a licensed caregiver, right?
Right. Licensed patient and caregiver.
So can you still, out of your home, give the people that you're servicing medical marijuana?
Not sure. We're not sure. It's an area that our attorneys are looking into right now. I mean, our clinic, we have over 8,000 patients. Our membership for our program of our club, we have over 2,000. So, you know, everyone right now is lost. And believe me, I've heard from almost every one of those people this week.
Well, I'm a little confused because it said a qualified patient, how much they can possess, what they can do. A caregiver can possess up to 2.5 ounces of usable marijuana.
That's correct.
Now, if you're, I guess where the confusion is, if you're a caregiver, mm-hmm. where can you dispense or give your medical marijuana? Can you drive it to their house? The court says no. Can they come in and pick it up? Well, how do you service them then?
Right. Well, in that particular case, when that ruling, it's the caregivers have to take care of their own 5 patients. So they're making go right back to the way the act was indicated.
Mm-hmm.
You have to only service your 5 patients. So,
okay.
You know, we have a lot of caregivers who had one patient and they were growing for multiple dispensaries and, you know, taking surplus there. So we need those caregivers to come forth. If you have medication available, we got a lot of patients for you. So let's fill up the cards and take care of those patients.
All right. So the 5 patients that you have, can you service them?
Absolutely.
Okay.
My 5 patients, I've heard from them all weekend.
Okay.
But now I just have to, instead of them having that comfortableness when they can come into our shop, you know, any time of the day they have to call and they have to wait on me. You know, I tell them at least give me 24 hours or an hour because I have so many interviews or other people to help. And it's kind of like pick and choose whether I'm going to be a mom or where I have to be,
mm-hmm.
set it up in my, you know, route home,
right.
To give them medication. But yes, I do take care of my 5 patients.
So of your 5 patients, you can still deliver to them, but they cannot come to your facility, correct?
They can come to my facility as well,
okay.
But it's just the fact that I don't want to risk their comfort. I don't want to have medication there where the leftover staff that we do have, you know, were affected by a raid or something and saying, hey, you are dispensing. So I don't want to jeopardize that.
So has this shut down all dispensaries in Lansing or most of them?
The majority of them that want to be safe for the patients and that work together, you know, to rebuild this, you know, in a legal matter, have shut down. We have one or two that are out that are still open that are not part of any organization that are out there, and we're, you know, really wondering why. Are you educating the patients to let them know what they're really risking? Are you going to bail them out of jail when the sick, you know, get raided? Are you in it for your own greed?
So what are you going to do now?
You know, right now we're doing certifications and renewals. We have more than a lot of people calling. So, I mean, we're going to be there until we can't be there anymore. We have the patient caregiver referral program that is needed more than ever now. Activists, we've always had, like, donations that we're trying to, you know, raise for the MAC organization for this McQueen case as well. So, you know, we're still raising money, and we have a big rally coming up on the 7th.
Well, tell us about the rally.
The rally, the Medical Marijuana Association and the MAC organization, Normal, a lot of people have come together and, you know, try to get people down there to fight for these rights. And, you know, we're talking about maybe even introducing a bill to legalize these dispensaries. We don't know how long it's going to take legislative change, but we're here to, you know, kind of open up the doors still and let people know that we have to shine some light and we all have to stick together.
Are you being picked on?
Am I being picked on? I don't think so. I have this week decided, okay, I'm going to actually come out with the media. Last week, that wasn't my focus. My focus was the line out the door, you know, answering the phone calls and people crying and lost. So I don't think I'm being picked on.
All right. Shakina Pena is the owner and operator of the Your Healthy Choice Clinic. It's located here in Lansing. We're going to be talking more about this story. Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.